between two worlds, and you're talking to Derek White Sky Cloud. I'm your psychic medium, and we're talking to you from bbsradio.com. It's a hot day where I am in British Columbia. It is hot, 94, and apparently some places we have up in BC. There's a place called Lytton, I believe, in their town. They're considered what's called the hottest town in British Columbia, in the province, to say. And these guys go between, well, around 100 to 105. They're the hottest province in Canada. I couldn't believe it. These guys are just extremes. And people just say they look forward to it. But they love to be recognized for their hot country, the province and where they are. They call themselves the capital of the hottest province. Anyways, to let everyone know, we're just doing some changes on the BBS radio. So a lot of Canadians that are out there right now, if you're expecting to get a toll-free number for this week, we're just doing some adjustments, and this time we cannot supply you with a toll-free number. But if you still want to call direct, it's the 530-876-3222. All the Americans are toll-free in states. It's 530-876-3222. But anybody who's in Canada, you're on your own for this week. I apologize, but BBS Radio is doing some adjustments on their phone lines, and at this moment, it was never completely finished. So anyways, anyone who wishes to call in, still make contact with me and ask a question, a complimentary question regarding my work that I do as a medium, if you want to ask anything regarding your path and their journey. And even sometimes people like to ask about their purpose in life here on this earth and what their issue is or what they want to deal with. And because it's still based on mediumship from the past life as well as your today and your purpose in life. And also my website, if you want to see what I'm like, if you're some of you that are first-time listeners, my website is whiteskycloud.com and whiteskycloud.com. If you want to email me, it's just at yahoo.com. It's whiteskycloud@yahoo.com. And, yes, and we're also, I'm under syndication as well, or they're picking us up, as well as satellites picking me up on the GS radio. So people there that are out there who have a satellite, if you want to listen to the show as well, it's under Star 6. And that's where I am on Look Under Between Two Worlds. So looking forward to chatting with you folks. Anybody wish to call in, the number is, again, 530-876-3222. I've been doing mediumship for a lot of years. And back this year, I'm going to be hitting the big 50 on October the 6th. And it's amazing. My wife keeps on telling me, she says, you don't even look the day over 30. but that happens sometimes. We never see ourselves looking at our age anymore. Unless we act the way that we want to. You know, I talk to my grandkids and my granddaughter when she just turned 9. And I even talk to a lot of kids that are out there, little ones, and, you know, I'll ask them what their birthday is, and they'll say, you know, I'm 7, I'm 8, I'm 9, and I just tell them, quit acting like a 9-year-old. Or quite acting like a 7-year-old. So it's a wonderful way that you can tell to a child because they enjoy that. And I like to tease them once in a while. I enjoy that anyways. But this is Between Two Worlds. And I've had this show before on the AM dial here in Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada. And I've decided to carry it on the internet as well. So anybody who else is out there who wants to carry us out from the AM or also the FM stations when it carries over. We're looking forward to welcoming you as well. And I also like to acknowledge the other people that have had interest in me in their shows as well. Like I've been picked up by other people to do interviews. So I like to acknowledge them as well because if it wasn't for everybody else out there to offer me the opportunity to share my work, I would never be on BBS Radio right now. So I'd like to thank also the staff and the owners who own BBS Radio for offering me the opportunity to be here. Anyways, the toll-free number, only one toll-free number at this moment, is actually 530-876-3222. Now, Some of you may notice that when you go to bbsradio.com, it looks kind of jiggled around. The wording and all the internal servers are a little bit upside down, inside out, and some people are creating rumors believing that this radio show is shutting down. It is not. They are just changing the servers over, and it's just taking time, so they're looking at about a week's worth of work to make a shift, and to make it look a little bit nicer and better and improved. And we also, in the near future, we're also going to be doing a cruise. That's going to be, it's called the Sacred Journeys cruise, and that's going to be happening, I believe, in Puerto Vallarta and throughout Mexico. So it's going to be, I believe, a 7-day cruise. If anyone wishes to join us on the cruise, there's going to be a lot of radio hosts like myself, and including the staff and the owners are also going to join the cruise, and we're going to be doing this travel across on this beautiful ship. And if anyone wishes to look up the information regarding this cruise, once the website is actually established a little bit more strong, a little bit better for this coming week, look it up. And if you're interested in to be participate with us, give us a call or email us. You can also contact BBS Radio and let them know that you want to participate in part of this cruise. It's going to be an absolute thrill. We're going to be doing a lot of workshops. A lot of mediums will be there. A lot of other spiritual counselors and other types of people will be on this cruise. So this is going to be one huge event. So if any of you wish to reserve a room, whether it's inside or outside the dock or even inside, it's going to be a lot of fun. Bring your bathing suit and bring your kids. I'm not sure about animals. I think you could, but I'm not too sure. Check it out with the staff. And like I said before, having to be participate in this event, so it's going to be a huge turnout, and it's going to be a lot of fun to look forward to. Now, as I said before, I work as a psychic medium, and I've done it for a lot of years. In fact, I just finished doing an investigation. I also work as a paranormal investigator, and I just recently went to a theater not too far from here in this area, and we did some paranormal investigating. And because there apparently we were having a bit of issues with the staff, and the staff were frightened by certain sounds and bumps and grinds and hearing voices and seeing lights flashing and other things. So they asked us if we can come down to do, or asked me to come down if I can do some investigating to find out what's been happening. It was an interesting story. I brought some of my fellow reader mediums with me, and some of the people that I've been working with. I have a young lady by the name of Tia, who works with me, and Janice, and Steve is also our camera guy. He's worked with Hollywood North, so we've actually been trying to do, we're working on actually doing a TV series, and that's coming up sometime soon here in BC. We're going to be doing paranormal investigating, so that's going to be coming up also as well, and looking forward to having this started. And we also have had, like to thank the people who were in the theater who asked us to come down, the staff as well as the owners, to come and participate. The investigation. Now, apparently what happened was when we did investigate the place, we all have agreed that, you know, sometimes people have equipment, certain equipment. We carry some equipment, but not major amount of equipment. We had to mostly go with our own gut feelings, our own gifts that we carry. But some of us, we did carry an EVP machine, which is basically, it's called Electronic Voice Phenomena, which is a digital recorder. We brought a lot of our digital cameras with us. We didn't go flashing like crazy. We just, if we felt we needed to, we did. But with most of us that were established in different areas, it was late at night. It was just after the theater was closed, so this was well over midnight. And we spent a few hours there, and it was quite interesting. Things that, you know, we saw a lot of flashes of light inside the theater. We've seen even the curtains that closes across the screen in the theater was waving. A lot, and only if we asked the spirits that were there to move the curtains for us to prove to us that they were there. So we saw a lot of waving of the curtain. Now, these curtains are quite heavy. I mean, they're not just light material that you can just pick it up and move it. So it took a lot of energy for these spirits to move the curtain. But we did see a scene. One of the scenes, we saw a young woman being chased down the aisle. I felt that it took place somewhere in the 50s, where she's been like chased late at night. We do know, we're doing an investigation right now to find out if to follow up and see if it was a murder that took place in the building. Also, there was a young man that actually had passed away that was considered, he was killed in a car accident apparently, and he was a projectionist. His spirit is around, hanging around the studio, especially in the projection room. And he likes to play with the intercom because basically his voice will come through and play as a toy. He just likes to play around and joke with the young staff. But he does love young women, women that work there. He likes to play and joke, but they never hurt anybody. It was never harmful. The spirits that are in the theater, there isn't somebody, even people that love the theater from the very beginning who lived there have passed over. We felt there was about four to six people that came into the theater and that were in spirit watching the screen. So there's a lot of things that took place in the event. I don't know how old the theater is. We figured around 70, 80 years old, maybe more. So it's not that old, but there was a lot of drama that took place between that time period from beginning to the end. We felt also, too, that the people that were involved that built the building also their spirits were coming in and out once in a while, but they weren't grounded. Now, to explain that to you, that a grounded entity compared to one that actually would travel through, one that travels through just visits. And then there's one that's grounded that basically feel they need to stay because they dealt with a dramatic time period, or they felt they need to be connected to that particular place that was found, that they found was most bonding to them. So they decide to stay there and to basically protect the place, to keep it in order. What I really did enjoy from this is that what we did recognize one thing is that we couldn't figure why a lot of people used to say to the owners, how come there were so many people would get up and leave as a couple. But these couples weren't actually couples as we're loving couples. The entities, their spirits, the one particular ghost in there, if he knows it's a male, and he says if he knows this person's having an affair, this is so funny, is having an affair, he would not allow that woman or man to get to know each other. So they would actually grab him by the knee and somehow chase him out of the theater. But not really chase him out, but like give him a bit of a jolt and say, like, no, you can't touch me. And so it makes the young man think that he cannot touch the young lady, so then he decides to leave and left her behind. But other than that, the theater itself is absolutely comfortable. You can really sit down and enjoy a good movie. There's no fear in that whatsoever, so it's not really totally haunted, but it has a few of its energies that people like to hang around and enjoy. But the lighting, once in a while, we get a streak of light, but it's not so bad. Other than that, it was pretty good enjoying this theater. Now, the reason why I'm not mentioning the name, because the owners asked me not to mention the location, who they were, because they felt it was important to protect their image. And so they chose not to say, and so I asked them if it's possible they can just share the story. So this is what, and I was given that permission, so I had no problem with that. And they had no problem with that, I should say. So, which is a good, but I like to share the story and let the public know. So it's the first time for everyone out there right now and on airwaves that this is actually on, so you get an idea what it's all about. So, anyways, anyone who likes to call in from even from the United States to find out what kind of person I'm like, the phone number here is 530-876-3222. And if anybody actually has a ghost question, or if they have a spirit in their home, if they want to find out what's in their house, please call, because, like I said before, I do know this work myself as well. And I've done a lot of paranormal work, and I've actually have been accredited by other organizations that are from the ghost hunters or paranormal investigators organizations across either from Alabama as well as Missouri. They have actually witnessed my work, and they stand supportive with me because I worked with them for example, in the Alabama Paranormal, which is APSR, for example, accredited APSR Radio. They have been a huge support system with me for over a year and a half now with Dr. Jimmy and Heather. They're nice people. They're paranormal investigators. And also I have the Missouri group that is Regina and her family and the other paranormal investigators. We did an investigation back one time about 4 or 5 months ago, I believe, and they were doing an investigation regarding this location, and they wanted to find out the name of the person that actually had passed over, and they were curious, and for some reason I felt led to call them, so I told them, again, the first and last name of the person who I felt was connected to this place, and so they did the research, and they found out later was that person, which is, for me, is the first time I ever asked you both first and last name. But I even described what the place looked like, and so that's what they found was interesting. Sometimes we're always led to find, at times, to find and investigate to actually solve a situation from the past. And there are also times that I've actually done investigations for police as well as for another company, another organization that actually asked me to help investigate a few people that have been missing as well, including the United States. Whether they accept your story is up to them, but I gave them what I get, and then they work it from there on. Every medium has their own system, how they follow what feels right for them. We all go with our own gut feelings. I've had my experience through spirit, and it's been quite interesting. I want to share this story with you. When I was up in Slave Lake, I'm not sure if I've repeated the story before, but I got to share this with you. When I was up there, I was staying at this place, and I was doing readings throughout the whole day. I was there for about a week, and I did about 8 readings, 1-hour readings per day. So, I get pretty busy. And one particular day, I think it was the third day, and I was about to wake up, and I actually was awake, but I was just something like when the alarm went off, and I was awake, but I was laying at my eyes closed just for a couple of minutes just to get myself started out of bed, and I heard this phone ring, and I didn't feel like getting out of bed and grabbing the phone because I wasn't thinking of that, but I heard this voice, this man's voice saying, hello, are you there? Do you hear me? And he says, I have a message. Can you tell my family that I'm okay? And I want to leave my phone number, by the way. Here's my phone number, and he gave me the number, phone number. He said, now I want to repeat this one more time. Don't forget this number. Write it down, and my phone number is, and I took the number down. I got myself out of bed, wrote the phone number down on my business card, and I put it in my shirt pocket, and I got myself all cleaned up, showered and everything, ready for the beginning of the day to do my readings. And the third client came in throughout that day, and the next thing I knew, the lady came in, she sat down, I looked at her, and I said to her, I said, your father is in the hospital. He hasn't passed yet, but he's in the hospital, isn't he? She says, yes, he is. And I said, I believe that I've got a phone call from your father, but it wasn't a phone call in the physical sense of it, because they had him on, apparently I believe her father was on a machine. I'm not too sure. I can't confirm that. But he's ready to pass. And so what had happened was I said to her, so this must be his number, his card. So I gave her the phone number. And she looked at the card and she says, oh my God, that's my dad's phone number. He lives in Grand Prairie. Now, that's way far away from where she was. But I said to her, I gave her the message, and she was very thrilled. And she was very happy with what she was told. So basically, sometimes when we get messages in very unusual ways. And even in audio, spirit will come to you in audio. And to me, it sounded like it was so real, like I was listening to a telephone. And I said, okay. And I followed through what I did. And that's exactly what happens. We listen to our guides. Our guidance, and if you ask for something from spirit, you listen long enough, and they're going to tell you exactly what you are to get as far as answers are concerned. So it is a real thrill to having to be connected to spirit that way, and to me it is, because a lot of times I've actually told my stories, different stories that I've dealt with, and they're totally phenomenal for me. Anyways, The phone number, anyone which calls for a get a complimentary call, basically it's 530-876-3222, 530-876-3222. Yes, Canada, like I said before, our province of Canada, the number has not been established yet. It was before, but it has to be fixed again. So anybody who wished to call from Canada, you have to pay for the cost just for this one time if you want to get a message from me. If you want to make contact with me as far as getting a reading, one-hour reading is concerned, I charge $100 an hour, and that's off my website. I also do have carry PayPal, and so you shouldn't have no problem with that way as well. So I look forward to chatting with anybody across the world. And what else is there? Being called, people used to ask me why they call Between Two Worlds. One person thought Between Two Worlds meant, because I'm Aboriginal, I'm Métis. And Métis means half Native and half Native American, half European. It also means mixed blood in our language, Michif language. I'm actually one of the board members to the Michif Métis Preservation Society, so I help our Métis community in trying to teach as much as I possibly can as far as our Métis history is concerned. We have a huge community all across Canada and United States. We try to keep our traditionalism going for a long time, and we do enjoy doing this. Especially I do. I get up, get my regalia on, and we go back into a traditional time period. It's a lot of fun doing it. But anyways, Between Two Worlds actually is making contact between both worlds, between the spirit world and our physical world. So a lot of people, they always ask me questions too. They like my name, White Sky Cloud. Well, it is not my birth name. White Sky Cloud is my spirit name. It actually gives it given to me by my elders. It means one who talks to the side, one who sees to the side. And I carry that name for a lot of years since I was quite young, and I'm proud of it. And so I decided to. They told me that I have to carry this as a profession, so I decided to do this. But I am half blood breed, so it doesn't make me any different than what I am. But I wanted to share that story with everyone else out there. Now, it's pretty quiet out there. No one's calling in. I wonder if the phones are wide open. Like I say, it gets pretty busy, but Canada is having a bit of a problem getting through, probably. Like I said, I'm going to continue on doing what I'm doing, and this is with bbsradio.com. They actually provide different types of services for all kinds of people that are here in this program, so it's not just mediumship. There's actually all types of spiritual and paranormal programs. People do teach a lot of types of enlightenment as well as positive feedback. So there's different varieties. We try to be here to support each other in the work that we do. We're trying to keep strong. Now, I'm also going to be doing some tours coming up in October. I'm going to be up in three places in Victoria Island, Vancouver Island. I'm going to be in Victoria, October. Those of you out there, I'll be in that territory. I'm going to work in one of the spiritualist churches up in Vancouver Island. I'll be there in October on the 6th, 7th, and 8th doing presentation as well as mediumship. That's in Victoria. And then I'll be in Nanaimo, British Columbia on the 13th, 14th, and 15th. And then on the 20th, 21st, and 22nd, I'll be in Campbell River, also in British Columbia. And these are three of the places. And then again, I'm going back to Slave Lake. Hey, Slave Lake. I'm coming back to visit you guys. I'll be coming down on the 26th. I'll be there till the 30th. And there's also apparently going to be a wellness show on the 28th there, and it's going to take place at a college, the only college they have in town. And anyone who's listening in from Alberta who wants to participate and get a reading or to participate in just seeing the whole show, it's Your Journey, the Alternative Health and Wellness Fair. Our dream is to inspire and to assist you in clearing and creating your path. And the location, or the time, will be from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Northern Lakes College. Northern Lakes College. Now, if you want to reach them regarding anything that's happening there as far as an event is, the event is concerned, you can contact Kate at 780-849-0039. 780-849-0031, and what she will do is let you know what events are happening there, and looking forward to seeing the folks there. Now, if anyone in Slave Lake wants to come and see me for any readings, to get any readings up in that area, to make contact with me, look on my website on the archives, schedule appearances, and I'll tell you exactly where I'll be and who to make contact with. I don't have the phone number with me immediately. Now, I also have another radio show called Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Cloud. That comes on Wednesdays at 2 o'clock, 2 to 3. And last week I had my one guest, which was Dennis Spaulding, and he was talking about his journey, what he dealt with as far as his son when his son passed. His name is Sean. I made contact with his son when Dennis called me up, and Dennis enjoyed the reading, so I asked him if he'd be interested in doing a show and telling his story, and he's also written a book. So anybody who wishes to find out about this information, please contact my Skolkik, again, go to my site under the Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Cloud or Spiritual Journeys page, and you'll see. Also, there's a lot of people coming in to visit, and I've been looking forward to meeting a lot of new people and doing interviews. So besides myself doing this show, Between Two Worlds, I'm also doing interviewing. So basically it'll be talk radio, and which basically I'll interview other people who have actually dealt with issues in their time past. So anyways, it is 3:30, and it's quiet out there, guys. What's going on? I'm used to getting phone calls in. So, I'm talking to myself in the airwaves. Ain't the first time. My father told me once when I was a boy that one day, son, when I was 16 years old, he says, "You're going to have your own radio show and you won't need guests." He was right. It's been years ago. Now, also, with the radio shows that we have here, we try to help support each other out there. So this is internet radio. And what internet radio is doing is trying to go to the next level. Look, we also do have other programs, other people out there that do interview radios, internet radios across the United States and Canada, as well as across the world, and we're looking forward to supporting each other and help each other out. And so if anybody wants to interview us, please give us a call, and we can share our stories with you as well. And looking forward to make contact. Now, when a person's a medium, and when I said before, when I do my travels, and the person's a medium, they are always, we're always kept busy. I mean, I guess we'd say me sitting here on this phone line talking to you folks out there, it feels like I'm having chat with Spirit a lot, because Spirit guides me to what I need to say. And I find it important when I follow through what I say, what they tell me. And but the work, again, as I said before, I'm also a writer. I've written my book called Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Clouds. Take that back again. Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Clouds. Now, the book, why I wrote Spiritual Journeys, because it's all to do with the journeys that I've been on and throughout the years. And I wrote a book back in 2002. And it's a really good book. It's all to do with learning experiences, also to understand why we are here, what purpose is why we're here. And a lot of people have been questioning, why am I here? What's my purpose? I don't know what to do. Where do I go from here? You know, that's basically what we do as readers. And sometimes people out there that say, well, you got a karma. Yeah, we all have karma, you know, or or you have a destiny, but I don't know what I'm going to do with it. And we try to figure out what our purpose is, and so they can get it over and done with and then move on. Well, you know what? Sometimes our purpose may come late in life. Our purpose has always been there. We just never realized what our purpose really was. So like basically, we always say, well, I got a purpose. Some of us out there has a 9-to-5 purpose. That means that we just fulfill a life just working a 9-to-5 job. Some of us like to have, some of us do have interest going into the spiritual field. Some of us, whether it's to inspire others, whether it's through radio, whether it's through book, whether it's just through lectures or to yourself personally. So these things do happen. We always try to find out what our purpose in life is. And
we did have a caller, but we dropped him. We missed him.
Missed him.
So if the caller calls back.
Call back, caller. We lost the person trying to call in. Get yourself back on that phone. Get yourself back on that phone. I'm listening. I heard a click, and then something didn't happen. Somebody dropped the phone. Pick it up, Don. Anyways, we always try to figure out what our purpose in life is. And when I wrote this book, I've always wanted to find what my purpose was, and Spirit told me, when I was killed, I'll give an example, I'll go back to my youth. When I was 18 years old, I was killed in a car accident, and I was even given a warning ahead of time that I was going to be leaving this world quite early, because I was 16 then. And I remember seeing the light, I remember seeing, standing in front of it, they're telling me I don't have to be here anymore, I can leave, my life is finished here, I don't have to come back. And I said, no. For some reason, I felt inspired by watching television, not because I learned from it, but I watched Walter Cronkite. There was a TV series one time that he used to do narrated regarding the future, you know, what space-age life was going to be like, and what, you know, and I was so inspired by it, looking forward, wanted to see what it looked like to me. I wanted to live. That's my inspiration. That's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see what's going to happen in the future. I realized after I came back into this life and as I became older through the years, my purpose was to help people inspire their future. So they have a reason to live, not a reason to die. And this is where people always make the mistake. If you think that you don't have a purpose in life, think again. You have a purpose. We're all put here for a reason, whether you're helping the next door neighbor, or whether you're helping someone that you work with, or whether you're helping your loved one, or whether you're helping just someone who is even next to you, or even an animal. You have a reason. That's why we're here. Do I hear someone calling in?
You hear someone calling in.
Who am I speaking to?
Someone you spoke to before, so I hope that that's not a problem. My name is Ann.
Yes.
And I was the one who I wasn't going to call in, but you sounded like you might be interested in speaking to somebody, and I'm the one who spoke with you just a few days ago about some very peculiar experiences that I had that you explained to me regarding some alien encounters.
Regarding, sorry, say again?
Regarding some alien encounters.
Yes.
And you had said something to me when I hung up. I don't know why I didn't bring it up to you. I think I was just sort of flabbergasted by what you were telling me. And just to refresh your memory, I am the one who was with a friend walking in the woods when I thought we were being attacked. If this sounds familiar to you.
Now, did you have the three marks on your stomach?
No.
Okay, that's a different person. Okay, go ahead.
But anyways, you had explained that it was a potential alien abduction.
Yes.
That was thwarted by an angel protecting me.
Yes.
If this sounds familiar.
Yes, it does.
Okay, there was one thing I wanted to tell you that I thought about later, and like I said, I don't know why I didn't bring it up, But you had mentioned you understood and that you had suggested you had some implants.
Yes.
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but I have a suspicion I might have one.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if that would be something I would be aware of. It's on the side of my head in front of my ear. And I have wondered forever what this thing is that I can feel. And
I would say if you decide to do this, you might have to get a CAT scan done.
Okay.
Or there's actually a fellow who I know. You ever heard of a fellow by the name of Brad Steiger?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He was abducted a lot.
I read his books.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, he also has a website. Now, let's see. I remember having a... Give me one second here. I'll find his page. I would keep my internet on so I can share some information for people as well. he actually has a website that would help inspire you regarding what to do next. Now, sometimes there are people out there that have tried to have the implants removed, or they would get x-rayed first to see if it was there. Some people actually have had the implant try to be removed from their body, and yet the implant will keep on moving.
Have it, I heard you say have it removed, but then I couldn't hear you after you said that.
Yeah. I was going to say, I probably did say, that if you did ever try to did have it removed, if it was there. Mine is behind my nasal passage.
Behind
and
your what?
My implants behind
uh-huh.
my nasal passage. And I have one behind the thigh, and I've got the scar to prove it because I never got, it's there. But I only know so much, but they've never ever hurt me. Like, some people think that it's intrusive that they've hurt you. It depends on how big the surgery was.
Yeah.
If they're really trying to get through to you or they're trying to help you. You know, we're not always taken, on a sparse, basically sometimes people think that we're taken because they're spiting us. They're not. A lot of times, too, a lot of the planets are suffering from not having anyone, hardly anyone existing on the planet because their race is dying.
Uh-huh.
So that's why they come to us all the time. And now, Whitley Strieber is another person that I would say talk to.
Yeah, I read his communion.
Yeah. Now, Whitley is actually, he was the one, I have to correct myself, it's Whitley Strieber, the one that was abducted a lot.
Yeah,
and,
I knew what you meant.
Yeah, and he's the one that took a lot of he had a lot of problems throughout years, and he also went through some psychological issues. Because, psychological, they do try to not abuse you, but they don't show their emotion, having to explain to him why. Their mm-hmm. thoughts are there, but Whitley felt it was too intrusive, almost like it felt like a rape, and that's why he would get upset. I don't know what Whitley went through specifically all things, because he has a hard time dealing with it, but he tries to share with the rest of the world about what they dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say your best bet to do is to contact Whitley Strieber and let him know how you what you went through, and he can give you some guidance to what to decide to do regarding your implant, if it is there.
Yeah, I'll tell you about 20. I'm going to say close to somewhere between 20 and 25 years ago. Even though, like I said, even as a child, I knew it was there.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was some, anomaly, but normal, so quote-unquote normal. And then when I worked in a hospital for a while, and then I took advantage of working in the hospital to go see an ear doctor. And like I said, this was over 20 years ago or so, and I...
Yeah.
And the only thing I can recall, I quite frankly, I thought he did take an x-ray. And I don't know if an x-ray in and of itself is good enough to really detect it, or you suggested a CAT scan if you need something a little more...
More precise.
Pardon me?
More precise. They're much more detailed under a CAT scan. It's like
right.
A tunnel. You go inside the tunnel and they examine all of the specific area that you're dealing with.
Uh-huh.
They find it in all directions, and then they show you the x-ray.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what I would say would be the best idea. Or if you're not too worried about it, and if you want to come to a conclusion knowing this is what you dealt with in the past, and if you want to move ahead without having to worry, that's another thing you can do. I felt that there was a purpose for me to be abducted, and I've been abducted in quite a few years. I started off at 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And as time went by, it changed again. And the last time I was abducted was, I'm not going to say they were abducted. The last time I was offered to travel with them, they didn't abduct me. They just said, Derek, you want to come with us?
Mm-hmm.
Was 5 years ago.
5 years ago?
5 years ago, yeah. 5 years ago, and I went with them, and I traveled on the ship. I was on the ship. I was there. I saw it so well. They took me to the planet. It was up. Now, something they taught me, what most people don't know, is that you'll start seeing some starships going across the sky. And if anybody tries to tell you, oh, they're just satellites, that's crap.
I saw one the other night.
These things move so fast. Satellites don't move that fast.
Yeah, I know.
And they're not falling stars either.
Yeah.
But anyways, the ships are shooting across the sky. And if you see them, they'll go up to as far as the Big Dipper. They go to three different places. One is Big Dipper, and one is the Orion's Belt. But, you know, once they go that quickly to the area, you don't see them again. There is a dark hole. There's what I call a black hole in that area. It's a vortex. They go through that spot, like, and go to the next galaxy. That's why they travel so fast. That's why people don't see them always traveling all the way straight through.
They're going into another dimension?
Pardon?
Are they going into another dimension?
Another dimension, yeah. So it's called the black hole, which basically mm-hmm. is another dimension of our universe. That's why time has no, you know, when you take a ship and the people talk about, you know, you watch Star Trek, for example, and they'll say, you know, go to the next, I don't know how they do this. They speed up to a time lapse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they're going so fast, like the speed of light, that's exactly what they do. They speed so fast across the sky. They know how to do it. And it's not by any type of fuel, like not by any type of fossil fuel. It's all done by hydrogen. The way they showed me the way it's all set up, it's all based on water. It's actually based on water and gold where they travel. They use water and gold. It's an earth, like an earth element, but it's actually, there's gold everywhere all across the galaxy. But it's mostly done on water. And it's like a hydrogen
mm-hmm.
type of ship. And the way it's done is totally phenomenal. I mean, I watched them, they just showed me how it hovers and up and gone. Like they had one ship that I saw, they dropped me off on the planet for a bit, and I watched the ship rise from the sky. No word of lie, I'm not crazy. And the way it looked to me, the inside, like when you looked at it, when they were coming up off the ground, rising off the ground, the inside of the ship actually looked hollow, but it looked like rainbow lights hovering, going around in a circle. Like it's a huge, has that whirring sound around it, going around, around, around so fast. But it raised off the ground, and they said it carried as many as 300,000 people on the ship. So, I mean, people go everywhere, all across the galaxy, and they travel from galaxy to galaxy. But see, they're more advanced than we are. They're thousands of years advanced than we are. We are the only planet, what they said to me, we're the only planet that has the most beautiful people in the galaxy. We're considered the most beautiful people in the galaxy.
What good does it do us, though, if we're not the most...
Well, we are considered... Our good here is supposed to learn about our journey that we're on right now. Like, you know, some people will say, what am I here? What's my purpose here? Our purpose here is to learn experiences of what we're dealing with. You know, becoming either a mother, father taking a role, sister, brother taking a role, teaching people taking a role. Having to experience helping people, whether it's a person needs to pass over or having to be another type of experience, even just a basic 9-to-5 job.
Yeah.
There's always a reason out there what we have a purpose in. But mostly what all of our work is based on a spiritual understanding that life will always continue.
Mm-hmm.
And it never ends. So I always like to make a joke out of it. So basically, we're kind of a people actually recycle. We don't just recycle materials. We also recycle bodies. That means that when the body leaves this earth and we come back again, God brings us back another body. So it's always common for us to keep coming back and learn more experiences. We have to learn something new all the time.
Can I ask you, Derek, feel... and I know you said it's not really a thing. Being abducted is not the appropriate word. You journeyed with them. Do you feel like that this is going to sound a little corny, but do you feel like they are your people or they are your family?
Yeah, I do. They knew who I was. They didn't say, well, who are you? They said, hi, Derek. How are you? Long time no see.
Yeah.
You know, I had this one lady look at me. She came up to me. I was dealing with something in my mouth, and I felt like I was choking. And I was pulling something out of my mouth, and I was coughing it up. And I think it was the implant, the old implant. Like I was coughing it up, and I kept saying to her, I kept saying, what the heck is this? And I'm coughing all of a sudden, and I threw up this thing in my hand. And she looked at me and she says, oh my God, she says, first of all, she said, let me see your hand. I showed her my hand. She says, oh my God, you don't have a life. She said, did you just finish throwing up your implant? I said, yeah. And she says, well, you can't do that. She says, if you're throwing up your implant, she says, no one can see your future.
No one can see what?
No one can see your future.
Oh.
So it's an etheric implant. So, they took me to this center, and they put this implant into me, this new one, and she said, this one here will do better for you, and it'll show more of your future where it's going. And they placed it right back where it was before, but it was a different location. And I was actually, saw myself on a gurney. I was on a gurney, like a gurney. And my one leg, my one leg up was on the stirrup. Not both legs, one leg. And they were putting it behind the thigh, another implant. They said, no, just sit still. We're putting this in. I'm going, like, it hurts. It hurts. And he said, just a couple seconds to be ready. He says, just take it, just relax. And it felt like looked like a laser. Like I could see this mirror and looked like a laser. It opened up my skin. And they inserted it. And then they sealed it so quickly, like but it burned, like it hurt. And then he said, now you're fine. He says, sit up for a few minutes and just sit down by the end. Like, I was like, I had the freedom to walk around. You know, they didn't hurt me. They were just showing me. And then they showed me around. He said, do you remember this? Do you remember this? And I remember them showing me all kinds of things that I've never seen before and thought I didn't see before. And they explained to me, too. There are people. I said, well, how long do people live on this planet? And he says, oh, here? Your years, he says, if you're living Earth years, is 1,000 years.
It's 1,000 years.
We have 1,000 years. Which it made sense because I looked in the Bible and people on Earth, here on Earth, used to live for 1,000 years. But it changed. Because we went to a shorter years. And why we went to a shorter years? Because we lost faith in ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We begin to disbelieve in what we're doing as far as our spiritual journey is about, and that's why we start to shorten life.
Lost touch with the divine?
Yeah. We just had to deal with what we had to learn. So instead of God giving, for example, whatever God decided to give us the job to do, instead of living those 1,000 years to learn all your journeys, he's offered us less than 100 years. Some people went a little bit over, but we never passed 150 years or 125. The oldest person on this earth that has lived is about 115. According to the records, Guinness Book of Records, 115.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody else, nobody's ever lived any longer than that. But in the Bible, people have lived for 1,000 years.
Were you given any information as to why you're here? I mean, why you're not with them? Why?
I crave to stay. And they said you can't. And I said, why? He said, because you have a reason to be here and to be on Earth. You have to help people. Where there's a journey, there's a purpose. They also said, now, this may sound stupid, but there was a man that looked exactly like Deepak Chopra there. But I
no kidding.
Yeah, I'm not kidding you. This guy was a doctor. I swore to God he looked like Deepak Chopra, and I looked at him and I thought, is that Deepak Chopra? You know, that's my thinking, right? But he didn't talk to me, but he was working, and I thought to myself, well, you know what? Here is Deepak, for example, on this earth, he's doing his work, but how do we know on the other planet his job was a doctor?
Yeah.
You know, because part of our brain can only handle, don't forget, our brain system, our brain stem is only handling so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we only use about 2%, maybe 5% the most of our brain, the rest of it is not even open. Why? Because we don't know how to do it. We don't know how to understand to even utilizing it. And my wife just said the other day, too, she said, when anybody does brain surgery, for example, the brain itself does not recognize any pain. You can open up the skull, take it off, and you can actually work inside the brain and whatever they want to do to it, and you never feel it. The brain does not have any feelings, any emotions. We create the emotion through our soul. It's interesting how it works. But my purpose, I know my purpose is, and that's actually to share my wisdom with spirit, and to whether it's through radio, whether it's through television, whether it's through the book, whether it's just, you know, we're only like a, you know, this is what they explained to me, each and every one of us like a grain of sand. We're just that one grain. But if you start letting that grain of sand be there, people will hear you, then they come gathering around you, that sand becomes the beach. You know, a little bit small pile becomes the beach. That means you've got all these people around you now, and that creates another more relationship to whether it's a spiritual awakening, whether it's an awakening of themselves, understanding where the path is going. Or from there, it also goes from that grain of sand, and it can also mold itself into a small stone if it decides to stay there long enough because it's pressured, decides to join the group. But it's not, we're not here specifically to join a group specifically through religion. We're here to join a group specifically through an understanding of ourselves. So it's a godlike connection, not a specific religion. And this is where people make the mistake to think, well, we have to gather together because of a specific religion. That's why we have wars in this world, because they're always fighting over religion. You know, one should be better than the other. There's no difference, because when you leave this world, you're in the same path. You go to the same path.
Exactly.
People out there don't like to hear that.
Do you have to go?
Yep, we're closing time. So,
okay, well... I just wanted to thank you so much, because in our last call, you helped me out tremendously.
Oh, you're appreciated. No problem, my dear. Anytime. Give me a call next week.
Okay, well, I'd love to, because I think you're fantastic, and you've changed my life. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Thank you.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's ready to closing time with myself, your host, Eric White Sky Cloud. My show is called Between Two Worlds. Next week I'll be back here at 3:00, and I'd like to thank BBS Radio for letting me be on radio and to share my work across the world, and I'm glad everybody else is listening in. Looking forward to having a chat with you guys next week, and you all take care out there. Enjoy your weekend. It's been an fabulous weekend. It's nice and hot out here, sunny. Enjoy the beach, enjoy the water. I'm only 5 minutes from the ocean, so from here I'm going to be heading out to the ocean and enjoy this. So anyways, guys, take care, and if you want to get a hold of me, like I said before, it's whiteskycloud.com, and my phone number at my home is 604-818-8375. Take care, guys. It's been an absolute wonderful week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.